Why a Candle Flickers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Why a Candle Flickers. All of life is an ebb and flow. All of life is an activity that is pulsating, pure energy manifesting itself on many levels of awareness. Levels of awareness of vision, that you see things, you see a car, you see a house, you see the sky, you see the birds, you see plants and flowers and trees, and you see people, and you see animals, and you see all these things. Now, those are all vibrations. We say, well, those are real things. No, they're not. They're just vibrations. Because, just try it, for instance. Close your eyes, and now look at the house. What do you see? Well, it takes you a while to womp up the house in your mental vision. Because you have been looking at the physical vision, you've been looking at a vision that you had with your eyes open and dependent on your eyes as a source of information about the vibrations. But dream a little. Think of what you do when you close your eyes, when you are dreaming about something, and your dream says, oh, it was so real, it was so real. Well, that's true. Now, you have a house that you live in, and your house could stand a coat of paint, and it could stand a good gardening around it, and it could stand a little cleaning inside and outside. The windows are kind of bad. Now, you are master, creator of your world, and so you close your eyes to visualize how you'd like to have your house. And you look at the windows, and they are sparkling clean, forever clean, never needing to be cleaned. They are just clean. You look at the floors, and they're always well vacuumed and well swept and well maintained, and they're polished and they're waxed and they're beautiful. And you look at the front steps, and they're always clear of leaves, they're always swept so beautifully and dusted so nicely, and along the edge of the stairs are beautiful flowers growing that you have planted. And your garden is your front sidewalk, your front grass is all well mowed and trim mowed right to the edge of the sidewalk, so it looks like it's really nicely taken care of. And you turn around and you look at your house, and you see, this is all in your mind now, and you look at the house and you see, what color paint would you like to have it? And so while you're looking at it, you see it in yellow, you see it in pink, you see it in white, you see it in gray, you see it in beige, and you see it in all these colors, and you see it very beautifully. And you say, gee, I wish I had the courage to paint my house yellow, because yellow is such a vibrant color, I just love it. Or, I'd like to paint my house blue. Blue is such a healing, gentle color. Green would be nice too, but oh, that'd take a lot of courage to paint it green, because it's contrary to any other house that's in the neighborhood. Oh, I know what I want. I'll paint it white. I'll paint it eggshell white, off-white, just beautiful. And so mentally, you see the house, it's a beautiful off-color white, and you think, that's very nice. That's very nice. And you say, now what sort of a surface do I want on the house? Do I want to have the house done with an outer surface that is permanently painted, the paint baked into the material that makes the surface of the house? Or do I want to have boards and then I paint them every year or every 2 years or so? Do I want to have window shutters or frames? Do I want to have sliding glass windows wherever possible around the house, so the house is an open, airy house and bright and cheery inside just like it is outside? And if I want to have privacy, I just pull the drapes. And if I want to have openness, I just open them and I'm right out in the world. Can you visualize that? I paint these little pictures for you and me, and as I paint them, the pictures flash by your eyes of these different things about the house. And in the backyard, oh, I have seen so many nice backyards in Delaware. And as I was in Wilmington, Delaware, there's little creeks that run down the backyards of a number of houses and make little parks and little woodland areas. And it's a very beautiful, lovely place to be. And the trees are all abundant with deciduous leaves, and in the wintertime they drop it, and in summertime they are so lovely to invite you to come out and sit under the trees. And this is sort of a nice thing. Hey, how about having a lovely little creek, a lovely little stream that runs down in my backyard? Yeah, just like the Arnoldis do over in Lugano in Switzerland. They have this lovely little stream that runs from the top of the mountain right down and through their property, through their many acres, and by their lovely houses there. And it just is a gentle, quiet, bubbling stream that just never stops. And it's a lovely thing to see. And around the stream, plants grow in profusion, and it makes for nice irrigation and preparation of the fields for the vineyards that they have there and the other things that are beautiful. Oh my, yes, I'm there. I'm visualizing it. I'm not sitting there in my physical presence, but I'm sitting there in my mental presence. And my mental presence is just as much as if I am. Now, a candle flickers because a candle is utilizing the oxygen in the air. And as it utilizes this oxygen, it burns the wax and the wick, and mainly the wax. And the wax is giving it a substance that gives it long-lasting glow, long-lasting ability to be a candle. Now, it flows and it flickers, but the intake of the oxygen is variable. And it's a variable intake because it's like our minds. Our minds take in many different ideas, and as we take in these different ideas, we have many different thoughts. And our minds are flickering just like the candles flicker. And we don't oftentimes realize it. Now, whenever the wind comes up and our candle is standing out there naked and alone, unprotected from the wind that comes up, what do? We try to put some sort of a shell around the candle to keep it from being blown out by the wind, because the wind is so strong. And we put it in a candle holder, we put it in a special glass that protects it, yet lets the air come in from the top and lets it continue to burn and glow, have sufficient oxygen for its need. And sometimes we have things burning in an improper manner, and so they have a soot that is formed on the side of the glass that around the candle. And when we have the candle burning in perfect balance, there is no soot, there is nothing but perfect light and a perfect glow. And the flicker is not so flickering as we was before, but now it's just a lovely, even-paced glow. This is how energy moves in the universe. When it is taken in control, it is as a smooth, even glow, and it glows for a long, long time. It burns an even smoothness. The flicker is down to a minimum. We look at a fire in the fireplace and we say, oh, isn't that beautiful? Look at the flames lapping up above the logs, and they're sort of making stories as they burn above the logs and as they burn in their sort of unbalanced way. Well, true. A fire in the fireplace, burning logs, are all quite beautiful, but they are not in balance. They're not in harmony. When they're in harmony, they give out the maximum amount of heat, they give out the maximum amount of glow, they give out the maximum amount of light. They are ideally suited for whatever they're doing. Now, we have created a world which has variable energy flows through it. And because these variable energy flows are there, and we haven't learned how to be master of them, they sometimes afflict us or affect us in a way that is not necessarily our choice. And so what we do, we just sit down quietly, mentally, and we say, all is peace. All is peace. And as we do that, the wind that would blow is not blowing. We say, all is peace. And the candle that is burning burns slowly, consistently, and evenly, and gives off its maximum light possibility. As we take charge of the energy in our world, then we have everything under control. And a candle flickers basically because it's not in balance, because it is not in harmony with its ideal purpose. The ideal purpose for a candle, for most people, is to give light and to be useful. We have made the candle a decorative thing, and we like to see the flickering light of a candle because it's charming and beautiful. We have done this with so much of life. We have taken the vibrations of life and we have made them into an unstable situation because they're charming and beautiful. Oh, we like the thundering waves that come crashing in on the ocean floor and on into the beaches. We love the thunder in the sky as it goes boom, boom, and as the clouds are crashing together. And we love to see the lightning as it's flashing through the sky. How glorious, how beautiful, and how frightening, too. And we say, gee, I would never like to have it come striking close near me. Well, those are all the attitudes that we have about life where we're not in control, where the vibrations have gotten out of hand. The vibrations have gotten totally out of whack. However, if you say to people, all is peace, all is peace, and they say, but I like the thunder, and I like the storm, and I like the excitement, I like that. Well, go for it then. Go for it. But when the world is at its absolute perfection, how its original purity and integrity is designed to have it be, it is peace. It is balance. It is harmony. It is joy. People love the flicker of the candle. That's just, we want a little excitement in life. Life wouldn't be any fun if you didn't have excitement in life. Life wouldn't be any fun if you didn't have any indecision, if you didn't have any unexpected things taking place in your life. Life wouldn't be any fun. You say that. I say that. Everybody says that. How silly of us. How absolutely silly of us. We know we want peace. We know we want balance. We know we want to keep the flicker of the candle to a minimum so that the light will be maximum. We know that these are the things that we want. And what do we do about it? We go contrary in our mental thoughts. We go contrary in our emotional thoughts and in our vibrational thoughts. We go contrary. And we say, I like the excitement. Let's go on a roller coaster. Let's go in the airplane, dive down, and let's soar up. My goodness sakes.